Hi, Joelle here. Thank you for stopping by. I know that hiring an audiobook narrator for your project is a tough choice. And 9 times out of 10, I will be hired to narrate a book based on my demos and probably my audition. But what if you, the person looking to hire the narrator, finds two or even three or four people who you think would be good for the job? What do you do then? So I thought I'd help you out. Here are 6 reasons why I am a great choice to be your audiobook narrator. First of all, I have an author's perspective. Did you know I'm a published author myself? I have been writing for over 25 years, and I have had 4 award-winning novels published by major publishers. This gives me a unique edge when it comes to recording your book because I know how important it is to you. I know how many hours, months, and possibly years you've put into this project. It's special. And you need someone who understands that and will take care of your work. That's me. I'm also a professional actor. I've been acting since I was 12, if you count those roles where, like, this is Ivy Green, your on-the-spot reporter here at Christmas Island. But if you don't, then I have been a professional actor my whole adult life. I have a bachelor's degree in theater arts in acting. But even more importantly, as far as audiobook narration, at least in my opinion, I am also a graduate of the Players Workshop of Chicago, where I studied improvisation and sketch writing. While I won't be improvising any parts of your book, all this experience will help me with the character voices in your project. I've also been training with Pat Fraley and Scott Brick. When I started audiobook narration, I suspected that it's not enough to have a good voice and to read clearly, or a lot more people would do it, and all audiobooks would be great, which they most certainly are not. So, as I've always done, I sought out the most knowledgeable people in the biz and got some training. And I'm continuing to train as I work because you really can't do better than take Pat and Scott's classes if you want to keep improving. And there's always room for improvement, no matter how long you've been doing this. Okay, so this one I think is a big one. This is a big one. I meet my deadlines. I'm never late for coffee dates. Usually I'm early, but you don't really care about that. What you want to know is if I will get your recordings to you on time. And the answer is yes. As I said before, I've had 4 novels of my own published, and I never missed a single deadline in all those years. Not for edits, not for writing new scenes, not for turning in my publicity material. You can definitely count on me to be on time. As you can see, I wear a lot of hats. Actor, audiobook narrator, writer. And this brings me to my other job, mentoring and story development for writers. In my capacity as an audiobook narrator, I won't offer up feedback or critique on your writing, even if you ask me to, but definitely if you don't. However, if you're unsure if your book is ready to be recorded, I do offer story development services as well as mentorship for writers. And I have a list of trusted copy editors if you need one of those too. So, if that interests you, go back to my homepage and you'll see my offerings under the mentoring section. Lastly, I just want to say that I'm fun to work with. It's true. I am fun to work with and easy to get along with. So, if you have any concerns or questions, you never have to worry about talking to me about them. That's what I'm here for. So, make your experience as fun and easy as possible and work with me. And I will do my very best to bring life to your novel, your memoir, your nonfiction book, whatever project it is that you've hired me to work on. Thanks for listening, and I hope we can work together soon. Feel free to email me if you have any questions at all. And number 7, if you're still listening, you will always get a little bit more from me because I put my heart into it.